Queen Helen desired to see the holy wood of the cross on which the Lord was crucified. She longed for it diligently, and she did not rest. Because of her faith, she found it. This is the day of rejoicing in heaven and on earth for the appearance of the life-giving cross. We bow to the cross, the immortal wood on which Christ was crucified to save us from our sins. Queen Helen went with 3,000 soldiers to Jerusalem to ask for the cross. The Jews consulted together, saying, "We will not show the cross, even if we have to die." So Judas prayed, saying, "O Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts, who is sitting on the cherubim, show us, O you who measured the heavens by the span of your hands and the earth with your fist, show your cross for the glory of your holy name." When they dug, they found the three crosses, but they could not identify which one belonged to our Savior. At that hour, some people passed by while carrying a coffin. Judas ordered them to lay it down. One on the coffin, they put the first cross, then the second cross, but the dead person did not rise. When they put the third cross on the coffin, the dead person sat up. Queen Helen kneeled in worship. The people all together were crying and saying, "Blessed is the Lord Jesus, and his life-giving cross on which he was crucified save his people. Hail to the cross, the sign of victory that was given to the Christians for strengthening. Hail to the cross, the tree lifted up the heavens, whose sweet smelling branches give life to everyone. Hail to the cross, the sign of salvation, that Constantine so shining in the heavens. Hail to the cross that was diligently sought by Queen Helen until she found it along with the nails. Hail to the cross that was put in the bitter water, which was rendered sweet to quench the thirst of the faithful. Hail to the cross that deserved to be believed in by Isaac the Samaritan and all those who were with him. Hail to the cross, the pride of Christians, on which the Lord was crucified to save his people. Hail to the cross, the lampstand of pure gold, on which the lamp Emmanuel was lit. Hail to the cross, the wooden scepter, on which the blood of the Lamb was shed. Hail to the cross, on which our Savior was crucified, and he lifted his hands and invited everyone. Hail to the cross, the indispensable sign in the hands of the highest, like a decorated crown. Because of a tree, Adam was chased out of the paradise, and because of the blessed cross, he returned to his rank once more. We ask the compassionate Lord to grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. Evolvi tempes caros mente panastasis et sova avocato in Deum in que sop ejonem.